It's 7:45. This is Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. If you're like me, well, I mean, first and foremost, I'm so sorry for you. But secondly, you probably can't get through the day without a coffee or maybe even three. And if you're on the move, then let's be honest, you're getting your coffee in a disposable takeaway cup. What actually happens to those cups once you're finished with them? Justin Bonzi is one of the founders of Responsible Cafes. It's a not-for-profit organisation encouraging Aussie cafes to actually offer discounts to customers who bring in their own reusable cups. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, Sydney, we love a coffee. I see coffee drinkers everywhere all throughout the morning. How much of an impact are those disposable cups actually having on the environment?
Well, it's pretty incredible, actually, when you consider that over 3 billion disposable cups are used in Australia every year.
3 billion?
The majority
billion?
Of those, almost all of them, are not recycled.
No recycling at all?
Well, technically, the liquid paperboard cups are recyclable. The problem is we don't have any systems to get those to recycling facilities. And the level of contamination from so-called compostable or biodegradable cups, the Biopack cups, is actually so high that in the end, the resource recovery facilities can't really tell the difference. They don't have the resources to do that. So in the end, all of them are sent to landfill.
That's 3 billion cups going to landfill.
If they're not littered first.
So what's Responsible Cafes trying to do about this?
Well, basically, we're working with cafes, as you said, to encourage them to offer a small discount to customers to bring in their own cups. And we know that the culture around reuse and people making conscious decisions in terms of how they interact with each other and with the environment is growing quickly. So we're simply trying to fill that gap. So when a cafe comes on board, rather than name and shame and do all that with the people that are doing the wrong thing, we're trying to do the opposite by promoting cafes that are doing the right thing.
Now, when you bring your own cup to a cafe, is that actually making their jobs harder, or are they normally on board with it? I've never known.
Well, it can create a little challenge for some cafes because a lot of them are running on pretty tight deadlines to get coffees quickly out the door for people. But when you consider that the current model is unsustainable, most cafes are definitely fine for a little extra inconvenience to be reducing their ecological footprint.
So how many cafes have you managed to get on board with this program?
At the moment, we have just over 400 across the country.
Wow. It's getting a real kind of groundswell.
Yeah, look, it's growing pretty quickly. We've been in existence talking to cafes for about 3 years now. And pretty much because we're a not-for-profit organization and we're not affiliated with any particular brand of reusable cup or anything like that, our capacity relies solely on volunteers. So we've had quite a few volunteers that have stepped up all across the country to approach their local cafes. And then little by little, we got one council comes on board and then another. And at the moment, we're working with about 25, 30 councils across the country. And there's even a good chance that the City of Sydney will be coming on board as well. So fingers crossed.
Well, they are all about sustainability at the moment. They're doing great strides in that. So, look, if I'm not a volunteer for you, but I know that my local cafe is not doing anything like this, how do I tell them to get involved with Responsible Cafes, or suggest they should, rather?
Yeah, basically just let them know about the issue, that we have over 3 billion of these cups wasted every year in Australia. And if they wanted to get involved, just go to our website, responsiblecafes.org. There's a little sign-up form there, a bit more information, and they can actually download a poster that they can display in the store just to let people know that they offer a discount. And then when customers come in, they simply ask them, oh, did you bring a cup? Nothing too confrontational, but just something to get the story rolling. And then, people will leave realizing, it's like, wow, okay, well, I can actually get a discount for doing the right thing. Great. And then they leave thinking about it. And once you're thinking about something, yeah, it's pretty easy to get the train rolling from there.
And I'm imagining the cafes set their own discounts.
Yeah, that's right. Most cafes will offer between 30 and 50 cents. We've actually got a growing number that are offering $1 off.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it really is a good commitment to sustainability. And when you think about the environmental impact and then the health impact as well, that's really good. That's one thing that a lot of people don't talk about, is that because there is that polyethylene film on the inside of these disposable cups, every time we pour hot liquid in there, it's leaching dangerous chemicals into our bodies.
Okay, I did not know that, and I'm out to get a takeaway cup that's reusable almost immediately, I think. Look, we're seeing a lot of these conscious consumer movements. People are really, they're getting a lot of momentum in Australia. Are they doing enough to address these kind of issues, or do we need to be campaigning government to make changes as well?
Well, absolutely, yeah. We know that the efficacy of any idea is always going to be doubled, tripled, or in many cases, it's going to be scaled to the point of effectiveness if we have the government behind it. So at the moment, working with councils, and that's fantastic because, you know, councils are a really, really integral part of this. But we know that state and federal government can also make a big, big difference. We haven't seen any legislation as of yet to ban or curtail the use of disposable cups. South Australia, there is a councillor, I believe, at Adelaide City Council, who has called for all disposable cups to be replaced by a compostable alternative, which, as I explained earlier, is a bit problematic because of the level of contamination. But still, it is a positive direction, a good step in the right direction. So, yeah, we would like to see government get involved. And even if they mandated cafes to offer a small discount or some kind of incentive, even if it was bring your reusable cup in and, you know, on Sundays you get or Saturdays you get a free coffee, or for every 9 coffees you buy, your 10th is free. You know, it could be a loyalty program, anything that works for that particular cafe. Yeah, I think with support of government, that would go a long way.
Well, Justin, responsible cafes sounds like a win for consumers, a win for the environment, and even a bit of a win for the cafes themselves. Good luck with the program. Thanks for chatting about it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Justin Bonsi there. Responsible cafes. As I said, it sounds like a win-win for absolutely everybody. Even saves you a few bucks. That $1 discount, even if there's only a couple of cafes offering that, that makes a difference, especially if you drink as much coffee as I do. You can find out a little bit more on responsiblecafes.org, how to get involved, and maybe even how to push your local cafe into getting involved themselves.